This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Desk just to get to the button. Good evening. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. That's where you can find the binary trigger. That's where you can find the Reformation line. That's where you can find Salus. That's where you can find Providence. Militia line, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, we're probably coming to the end of the beginning of the great Chinese coronavirus insanity. And in not too long, we'll all be back to work, despite the people screaming that Trump wants to kill all the old people to please the Wall Street fat cats, because of course he does. We'll also soon be assessing blame. And there's lots of blame, because there are a lot of stupid people, institutions, who should be blamed. But there's also heroes. Now, most of the people that you recognize that might look like idiots, though, they're probably the zeros. The list of zeros must begin with the media. I know that's a shock. If you're expecting anything but garbage from our media, you have not been paying attention for probably the last half century. Like its establishment masters, the press was freaking out because the Democrat candidates were a collection of mutants and nothing they threw at Donald Trump could stop him. Not emoluments, not taxes, not chicks, not Russia, not Ukraine, not Upper Volta, nothing. And then we get the Chinese Kung Flu. And here we got it. Yeah, this is it. That would totally get Trump. So instead of dealing with the bogus impeachment, Trump should have been rebooting Contagion. Though when he cut Bat Soupland off from direct air travel, the smart set called him a racist. Right. And then when the virus got going, the media decided that it should provide critical information to help people cope with the crisis. Information like the freshly minted notion that identifying a virus by its place of origin is racist. That was really helpful. And not at all frivolous nonsense, right? And then blaming Trump because mental defectives decided to gobble fish tank cleaners without mentioning the fish tank cleaner part. Somebody heard something that sounded like chloroquine, and they ingested it. Someday, an expert is going to write the definitive book on the modern American media, and that expert would be a proctologist. A big hero is Dr. Anthony Fauci for going everywhere and talking to everyone. And he is a leftist in his personal life. He seems to like Hillary Clinton for some reason, but he does what you should do in his position, and he plays it straight. Where he disagrees with the president, he does it respectfully and without the spittle-spraying insanity of the Never Trump set. And where he thinks the president is right, Dr. Fauci says so. Sure, some conservatives are suspicious of him, but that's no surprise. What is shocking is seeing someone not being a leftist hack. Nancy Pelosi is another huge zero. Talk about stepping on your own Ted Lieu. Her idea about tanking the relief bill and trying to force her liberal Kwanzaa shopping list of commie fetishes down America's throat was a strategic blunder of absolutely incredible proportion. Nancy forgot that it's not 1970 when she was 62 years old anymore. Her media pals will try to cover for her, but the gatekeepers got no gate. No more to keep. Truth came out, she wilted under the heat, and the Democrats looked like idiots. China is a huge zero. Those of us who aren't globalist hacks, already, I was over this, their economy's been tanking for a long time. I know about their things about their military you haven't heard before, that kind of thing. But it's pretty clear, even to the dummies who it was not already clear to, that you cannot trust the commies. They lie, they cheat, and for some reason they eat weird stuff. We're going to have to consciously uncouple ourselves from reliance on China and hopefully take a good look at its citizens' infiltration of our own institutions in terms of outright espionage and buying influence. Many of our alleged best and brightest have shifted into outright support of the Chi-Com line. The Atlantic has sucked up to the Chinese so hard that if you read one of their Z-fluffing features a half hour later, you're ready to read it again. The president is a big hero, of course. He's been calm and cool and out there every day so effectively that leftist media was demanding his press conferences not be shown live. Hypocrisy. Thy name is MSNBCNN. No one who is not insane or stupid or a social distancing lifestyle practitioner who scribbles for the bulwark to the extent that sad Venn diagram is not a single circle, blames Trump because the Chinese insist on munching on pangolins. And no one outside that set of losers thinks Trump chose not to wave his magic mask and ventilator wand and make them appear in Manhattan. His ratings are going up, and when he starts pushing to get America up and running again, the haters who are already test driving their Trump wants to kill all your grannies because his hotels has the vacancies memes are going to find that most of Americans want to get back to work. The lockdown stuff may play out for a while, but its sell-by date is fast approaching. If they think Trump is going to get blamed for freeing people once the great curve flattening starts, they are, as they usually are, wrong. And then there's Joe Biden. He's not just a zero, but he's actually a negative number. He's like a minus four. This is a disaster for the Democrats. They have them locked away in Delaware, occasionally doing some weird vids that seem to channel the bizarre conspiracy radio shows you get at the far left of the dial while driving through Nebraska at midnight. The guy's a mess and manifestly unable to perform the job they are putting him up for. The presumptive nominee is supposed to be the leader of the party, the big cheese, el numero uno, and he's on an easy chair staring at his Matlock repeats. The only thing he could lead is a slow amble around the inside of a shopping mall with the other crustaceans. This pandemic has made it painfully obvious that they need a replacement, and that replacement could well be a Democrat who did very well during this disaster, Andrew Cuomo. Fredo's brother is a leftist, and I am not a fan. But he has been calm and capable during this chaos, despite a few missteps, running the state with the most cases in the meantime. He presents as the anti-Biden, stable and not weird and not gropey. And he has no stripper-polling Bolivian powder-huffing son with zillion-dollar deals with the Chi-Coms to explain. So basically the hardest hit in this could be the Trump Oppo guys who built up stacks of material on Senile Joe, and may well see him replaced before the convention by New York's governor. Bet you didn't think about that part. Although we'll see how that goes. I don't know if he even wants the job, to be honest with you. Not yet. I don't think he wants it yet. He's still got some, you know. And I don't know how he would sell in the country. This is one instance. But he's looking awful good. He's looking awful good. Of course, I don't agree with him, and some of his gun control stuff is just never going to fly. Just never going to fly. And when you compare him to, if you really want him to look good, compare him to Bill de Blasio. Socialist number one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Are you getting as tired of some of this stuff as I am? And, you know, I don't see a lot of people raising questions about it. We're all being sort of treated as a very famous, well, you've heard the name before. You've heard of Typhoid Mary. Typhoid Mary was an asymptomatic carrier of typhoid in the early 1900s who didn't believe she was actually infected. She also failed to practice what would now be considered basic hygiene, you know, like hand washing, which we're all told we must do 20 times a day, even though we're locked up in ostensibly a place of refuge. You ever question why we need to wash our hands 20 times a day just because? You wash them when you need to wash them, and the problem is the people that don't when they should, when they, you know, mess with a foreign surface, something else. You get the idea. She worked as a cook, too. She moved from job to job every few months, and she spread her disease along the way. And at the time, according to data from the time, typhoid killed roughly 10% of its victims. Typhoid Mary wound up quarantined for the last 23 years of her life. Various governors and other political officials are currently instituting quarantines and shelter-in-place orders for the entire population of a city, county, etc. Like, you know, we talked about Beaufort, North Carolina. I'm going to be getting Paloma back on to talk about that pretty soon. Hefty fines often accompany the orders, justified on the grounds that each of us may be an asymptomatic carrier of Wuhan coronavirus and thus a danger to others. Except in the case of Typhoid Mary, a doctor tested her first and found that she was a carrier before she was quarantined for the rest of her life. See, that's the big difference here. First of all, we didn't have a test for this to begin with. So we're already, you know, this is a big curve we're on right now. In a lot of different ways. We are presumed guilty without proof of harboring dangerous viruses, and we're expected to obey the orders even if we have a recent test showing that we're not infected. And that's just not right. I'm getting a little bit tired of it. Well, actually, I'm getting really tired of it. I'm looking at some of these states that, like, I'm going to have Rick Ector on the show next hour. And Rick is in a lockdown. He's in Michigan, and he's in a lockdown. And I'm looking at the numbers, and I know the dangers of coronavirus. I know that it's very contagious. I also know that on some people it doesn't do anything, and on others it does. I also know that the mortality rate is low. Now, I know that this is a new one. But wasn't H1N1 a new one, too, when it came out? And no, we didn't really do anything about it. Nobody said anything about it. Nobody accused anybody of wanting to crash the markets or anything else. I'm not worried for my own health. And I should be. But, I mean, I just had the flu. And I'm told the flu is much worse than coronavirus. I have no issue with people being able to choose whether or not to risk getting sick. And probability estimates vary on that one. And potentially dying, because that happens every day here in the United States. People practice many risky behaviors, including extreme sports without the government stepping in and confining them to their residences. Adrenaline junkies tend to endanger only themselves, which could be why the government doesn't arrest them all. But on the other hand, drunk driving is also dangerous and is illegal, at least in part due to its endangerment of others. It is illegal to knowingly expose others to a dangerous disease. If you don't know you're infected, then, and at least for, you know, sexually transmitted diseases, you cannot be convicted of endangering others. Laws do vary. And this may not be true everywhere. However, it seems inconsistent to assume that we are all a lethal threat by virtue of breathing, because we might possibly have active coronavirus in our systems. Those concerned about catching the disease and unwilling to accept the risk should definitely be allowed to stay home without penalty, without threat of losing their job or anything else. Those of us who are willing to accept the responsibility of making our own choices and the consequences should be allowed to do as we please regarding moving about and participating in generally legal behavior. Life is not actually lived in a bubble. We cannot be protected from everything, and certainly cannot be protected by the government from anything, really. Home is intended to be a refuge. It's not supposed to be a cage. There's much about this that we don't know, like who will get it and how bad his or her infection and symptoms will be. Being swaddled in undeserved quarantines only allows government to claim it's doing something, which is a very lazy proposition to begin with. Maybe we should get back to being treated like adults. The actual part of making this decision, of making this call, is part of what being an American citizen is about, right? And I mean, you, everybody out there knows somebody who's not working right now. Who would work if they could? But like in certain places, I know people that work at grocery stores, for example. And if anybody in that grocery store comes down with coronavirus, they're going to close it down. My gym is closed down. And we didn't have, as far as I know, we didn't have a coronavirus case at all. But like I said, I have lived my life and I have paid prices for bad choices the whole way. But it's my choice to make. And I think it's just about time we get back to that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a mandatory quarantine for people visiting from several states to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
Those entering the state of Texas through an airport, either in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, will be subject to a mandatory self-quarantine for 14 days or for the duration of their stay in Texas.
Abbott also says a mandatory quarantine covers people traveling from New Orleans. Travelers will have to fill out a form with the Texas Department of Public Safety designating their quarantine location and other identification details. The Dow was up a whopping 20% since its close on Monday. That puts it on pace to have its best week in nearly 80 years. The Dow closed up 1,351 points to finish at 22,552. The S&P was also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The topic of guns always seems to foment emotions on both sides of the firearm argument, whether the person is for weapons or against them. An issue often discussed in the political arena is whether the government can require a permit for citizens to carry a firearm. Some would say the Second Amendment is the only permit that citizens need to possess weapons, and others want the amendment abolished, although they don't want to actually go through what it would take to abolish it. As a country, we are already overregulated in the firearm arena, and now at least one politician who calls himself a Republican intends to require a permit for ammunition. Pennsylvania State Representative Thomas Mert, Republican, represents parts of Montgomery and Philadelphia counties and is pushing the ammunition permit requirement for the state of Pennsylvania. His biography on his website talks about his time in the Army Reserve from 1990 to 2008, where he deployed in 2003 to Tikrit, Iraq. That right there in and of itself means nothing. Okay? People joined the military for various reasons. that is not an indicator for you or anybody who hasn't joined the military for you to sit back and think, okay, this is obviously a weapons expert. Combat arms is actually a very small part of the Army. Logistics is what all of the militaries are about, is logistics. For all those jet fighters you see, they got to have mechanics, and they got to have electricians, and they got to have avionic engineers and everything else. And I mean, there's got to be cooks, there's got to be people for the fuel. I mean, none of that stuff works without the logistics train. So being in the military is not a slam dunk. Here's an expert on weapons card. His service in the military is appreciated, like all service in the military should be. But it does not mean he has the right to push for a permit that will require legal, law-abiding citizens to get licenses to purchase firearm ammunition when we have no proof that that would actually do anything. And even if we had proof that it would do anything, he still doesn't have the right to do that because it's not about that. He fought for the right to bear firearms, but not to restrict them or the munitions. In the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights, the most important, and I don't mind telling you this, the most important right in the Bill of Rights is the Second Amendment. The most valuable piece of writing. It is one thing that keeps a tyrannical government at bay. The Constitution is not a living, breathing document. Okay? It is not. It has never been. It is not going to be a living, breathing document. It is not. The original composers lived in a time when they were able to break free from the grasp of the Crown of England. Government intrusion and regulation were not conceptual to them. It was a genuine thing. They had just gotten away from it. Washington and Madison and Jefferson and Franklin and all the others would not write a document that is the basis of our laws to fall back into government overreach and oppression. Currently, we live in a time where the Democratic Party has become less and less for the rights of individuals and more about extending the reach of governmental control into the personal lives of citizens, like Obamacare. When the government begins to take hold of health care, individuals are the victims, not the evil health care industry. Politicians who support gun control or ammunition permits are not being patriotic. They do not care about the safety and well-being of citizens. An elected official, no matter whether local or national, who pushes the regulation of ammunition, is a tyrant, Mr. Mert, regardless of their political party. Mert's ammunition permit proposal is a perfect example of the frog boils itself and never realizes it. If I just threw out a non sequitur, as the story goes, a frog is placed in cold water and does not jump out because it is comfortable. And over time, the chef slowly increases the temperature. The reptile is a cold-blooded creature and eventually cooks and is never the wiser. If politicians like Mert are allowed to get a permit today, there will be regulations on how many rounds we can buy tomorrow. Or the permit will be revoked, and then you can't buy any of them. The ultimate goal in regulating munitions is to eventually cause firearms to be worthless, which would be a win for anti-firearms groups and those who detest the Second Amendment. It's sort of a long reach. Washington, D.C. was a bastion of freedom and liberty during a time in our nation's history, but that is no longer the case at all. Now there are elected officials who do not care about individual rights or freedom associated with the Constitution. And Congress has become a destination for power, pocket lining, and a way to change the American dream to what a group of politicians, Democrat or Republican, believe America should be, not how it was originally intended to be. Now, like I said, Representative Mert's service to America in the form of the military service is appreciated. That's great. I think that's stupendous. But his service as a politician is disappointing. He's trying to backdoor the Second Amendment under the guise of public health, which, you know, this is one of those things where they go out there and they want to try to make a determination as to what is a public health issue. And in the meantime, something like what we got going on now sneaks up. There's nothing unhealthy about law-abiding citizens who exercise their Second Amendment right to own and bear firearms. He's trying to make the most precious amendment we have null and void. The idea of requiring law-obeying citizens to get a permit for munitions is tyrannical. And Mert is a perfect example of researching a politician and his voting record, if available, before going to the ballot box. It does not matter what political party one belongs to in regards to our God-given rights. That, you know, you're a Republican, terrific. That doesn't mean that you just get to walk. You're either one of two things. You're either a patriot or a tyrant. You might be a, you know, just a low info, not getting any sort of a, doing anything while you're in office and everything, just making the money. That could be what you do too, but, you know, eventually that tires for most people. So. Permits right now for ammunition are being found out in California. Where California is not nearly as bad. California, well, you know, California is sort of spread out. They're not stacked on everybody like in New York. And that's why they don't have as many cases as New York does. Because in New York, they're on top of each other, which is exactly what the left, this is the way the left would like for all of us to live, just like they do in New York City. Splendid example. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Right now, we still have the state and local governments, and they are going to continue to grapple with how to handle the Wuhan coronavirus because the media has told them they need to. And right now, you have a number of governors across the country who've declared a shutdown of non-essential services. Now, essential services generally include banks, grocery stores, liquor stores, don't know why, healthcare, crucial communication systems, utilities, gas stations, and shipping. Today I received something called CISA documents from a local radio station, which are basically from Homeland Security. So if we were to get locked down here and I was needed to go do work at a radio station around here, I have basically documentation that which will allow me to do that in the event of a real big lockdown. But what about gun stores? Why aren't gun stores essential and liquor stores are? That's my first question. Because the Second Amendment is a constitutional right. And during a time of crisis, the police cannot be everywhere. In fact, the police have already signaled to us they don't intend to be everywhere. They're not going to be doing arrests for things where they have to go get close to people and stuff like that. Not to mention, while government officials are shutting off the ability of citizens to lawfully purchase firearms, they're releasing convicted criminals from jail. Now, right now, the NSSF is trying to get firearm stores and manufacturing classified as essential services during a crisis. And this classification is needed for individual protection to avoid interruption of the national defense and to ensure local law enforcement is well supplied. Because, believe it or not, we're part of local law enforcement.
Yeah?
You believe that? I believe it. And, where is this? Larry Keene wrote this to Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Director Christopher Krebs. He wrote, "I am respectfully requesting that your agency designate the firearm and ammunition industry as a national critical infrastructure industry, and the employees who work in our industry should be clearly identified and listed as essential critical infrastructure workers." He continued, "The firearm and ammunition industry is proud to provide the U.S. military and federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to carry out their vital national security and public safety missions. And while we're facing a different kind of war in combating an unprecedented public health crisis, it is imperative that we maintain a strong national defense and maintain public order," he continued. And he also cited previous crises as justification for gun stores to remain open. He said, "We have seen in the past that law enforcement has turned to firearm retailers in times of civil unrest, like during the L.A. riots in 1992. Local law enforcement went to retailers to obtain more effective firearms in order to restore the peace and protect residents and local businesses." Remember that that holdup? Was it 1994 in L.A.? With the two guys with the AK-47s who were wearing plenty of body armor and some other things, they had to go get guns that would actually penetrate body armor. So they had to go to gun stores. He continued, "We cannot expect law enforcement to do its job of serving, protecting, and defending our communities without making sure they have access to the tools they need and which our industry provides. Our industry's manufacturers, distributors, and retailers are a vital part of the emergency services sector." Over the past 2 weeks, gun sales have increased by 300%. Now, I'm glad that people are buying guns, and I'm glad that they finally realize that, you know, police can't be everywhere. I'm glad people are beginning to viscerally understand that in unstable times, the police who are the front line are maybe overwhelmed so that they can no longer appear on the scene in time to save citizens from looters and other marauders. But there's some jurisdictions out there who are responding by foreclosing on the right to keep and bear arms. The sheriff in Alameda County, California, forced a gun store owner to shut down because his store was not essential. The L.A. County sheriff closed gun stores as non-essential, which, by the way, the sheriffs are not supposed to be doing that. That's a state. That's a state jurisdictional matter there, friend, not for you sheriffs to do that. New Jersey's Democrat Governor Phil Murphy issued an executive order shutting down gun sales. In Wake County, North Carolina, which I don't know where that is in relationship to Beaufort, North Carolina, the sheriff is stopping new gun applications. Because in North Carolina, you have to go see the sheriff to buy a gun. Okay? Still got a little Jim Crow going on there. Significantly, although Pennsylvania's governor tried to end gun sales, he backed down when the Supreme Court, although generally allowing the executive order, nevertheless held that as regards to guns, he could not block a constitutional right. And the court was correct. Nothing good ever flows from allowing the government to deprive people from the right to keep and bear arms. Second Amendment's origin proves that. When you look back at the American Revolution, it's easy to assume that the result, which was an American victory, was a foregone conclusion, but right up until the very bitter end, the odds favored the British because they were the preeminent superpower on the planet at the time. The American advantage was that because they were far from civilization, guns were a necessity. So you do not go into the frontier unarmed. Too many people had untamed forests pressing against their fragile communities to manage without at least one gun. And because of their circumstances, the American colonists didn't just possess arms, they knew how to use them, too. While George Washington despaired of turning his volunteers into a well-drilled, spit-and-polished military, at least he didn't have to worry about weapons training. His ragtag army knew how to load, aim, and shoot. If the Continental Congress could provide the bullets, many of the colonists willingly provided their guns and know-how. So, the Revolutionary War had been over for 8 years when the founders enacted the Bill of Rights at that point. And it was in that context, which was the aftermath of the small colony's successful revolution against the most powerful nation on the planet, that the founders determined the American citizens would never again be subordinate to, rather than in control of, their government. And for that reason, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution do not define government power. They limit it. And more importantly, they limit it not by having the government graciously extend a few benefits to American citizens. Privileges of the government can easily revoke, but instead of by stating rights the individuals automatically possess without regard to the government's powers. And the second of these amendments, one of only two amendments dedicated exclusively to a single principle, refers to every citizen's inherent, not government granted, but inherent right to possess arms. So, the gun industry should be essential services. It should be essential to the maintenance of civilization here in the United States. In some places it is, in some places it is not. And everybody out there where you're living right now, you need to start critically thinking about the people that you put in office, writing laws and making legislation that maybe doesn't affect you in the beginning, but it does in time. That's a definite. Coming up next, we're going to go to Planet Rick. Of course, the cruise director for that one is Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.